that Nick Saban said Bryce Young already has $1 million in name, image, likeness guarantees?
Oh, not really. Not really. I mean, it's recruiting, right? And,
yeah.
You know, this is something, you know, coaches need to get out in front of. I mean, this is an area where Alabama could lose ground. I mean, because a lot of name, image, likeness has to do with what market you're in. We know that college football is regionalized, very much so. And, you know, the fact that Georgia's got Atlanta, right, that I think that's a big, big boon for Georgia as they look for NIL deals. A lot of in-state kids benefit staying in-state, getting those local deals, and I think Saban knows that, and I think he's being proactive. I also think Bryce Young is a pretty amazing, you know, possibility as a superstar. And why wouldn't you want to get in early now? I'm not saying I doubt Nick Saban. I wonder a little bit. I don't know that it's documented, but who's that money coming from, right? I mean, you know, Paul Bryant Jr.? I mean, anybody, you know, booster businesses are allowed to sign name, image, likeness deals with players. So I wasn't surprised or taken aback. I think this is it's a new world we're in now.
Only a couple of minutes here with Griff, and we'll sync it back up next week. Did Kirby Smart say anything that jumped off the page to you?
Not really. No, I mean, Kirby played it pretty close to the vest. You know, I thought it was interesting he compared JT Daniels to Mac Jones and Joe Burrow. And usually Kirby's not one, you know, to sensationalize or you know, go over the top. But I think he really wants his offense to be explored. I mean, to me, that's a testament that he's going to back it up. I mean, if Kirby's saying that, you know, he's saying that knowing that those quarterbacks put up incredible numbers. So that tells me that Kirby is truly all in, and I think he wants the, you know, really the image of Georgia, you know, to change a little bit. I think, you know, it's not his fault. He had Nick Chubb and Sony Michel. I mean, Mark Richt did a great job recruiting. He'd have been crazy if he didn't use them. That's how they reached the national title game in 2017. They had 330-pound offensive tackles, you know, but now we're seeing Georgia put more emphasis on recruiting receivers, and certainly they've got a great trigger in JT Daniels.
Mike Griffith with us, AJC's Dog Nation. Griff, were you able to pay attention to any of the other coaches?
You know, not a whole lot. I mean, you know, it was interesting. Lane Kiffin's joke yesterday was pretty funny about Commissioner Sankey taking his son's college money when he fined him for some of his comments. Yeah. I thought that was a pretty good moment. You know, Dan Mullen saying that, you know, Florida was coming off a great season when they were 8-4 last year. I think, you know, that kind of jumped out at me a little bit. You know, I like Ed Orgeron's charisma. I think LSU, gosh, here comes Nick Saban through the lobby with an entourage of countless people. It's kind of funny how they're videoing him right now. He's such a god here in Birmingham. It's crazy. I did stick around to see Nick Saban, though. I'll tell you that. I was supposed to leave this morning. I said, you know what? I got to stick around for Nick Saban.
Griff, little time here, but I appreciate you reaching out. We'll see you next week.
You got it, Bill. Thank you.
There he is. Griff, somewhere down there in the lobby, Saban walking by. There's a big entourage. Even though they're not allowing fans in there, there's still going to be an entourage if you're Nicky. Yeah, Nick speaks at the main podium. If you get the SEC Network, I believe around 10 o'clock Central Time.